The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And good evening, wherever you are.
That's right. Our
most lovely planet. You know, it's wild here because it snowed yesterday. And we had just gotten back from Costa Rica, so it was very different. Lovely, yeah. Both places in very different ways.
Very, very different.
So today's show
is called Lose the Brain Fog.
You feeling a little foggy?
You know how you get lost in worrying about things?
Mm.
Worry could be a thing of the past or the future, but it's not happening in this moment.
Not if you're here.
Not if you're listening.
Not if you're being here.
Listening.
By Shia Kane.
Listening is key to getting into the current moment of your life. You know, everybody's talking about living in the moment. Well, to live in the moment, you have to get to the moment. And if you're off thinking about what isn't, you're not in your current moment.
Yeah.
I mean, that is your current moment, but you're not experiencing it as your life. You're experiencing it as things that you may be worrying about off in the future or what you didn't do back in the past.
You know, it's funny. I'm listening to you.
Yes.
And you say this term, live in the moment, which I've heard and I've even used from time to time. And I realize live in the moment is way, way, way too long a concept. You're being here one moment, you're off in your thoughts the next. So today, for you who are listening, if you would like to be able to be here and lose the brain fog, listening, as Shia said, is really key. You may have noticed we finish each other's sentences.
Listening is not thinking about. Thinking about is thinking about. Listening is when you allow what's being said to come in without filtering it through your thought process to see whether you agree or disagree with it.
Or whether you can understand it or even hear it. You know, on Monday night, we met a
lovely lady.
Yeah, lovely lady. It was her first time with us, and we were doing a special evening on relationships. And by the way, shout out to all of those folks who were on the international call with us yesterday for the Magical Relationships event. And this woman was in a big, big brain fog because she was talking to herself about how she was hard of hearing and couldn't hear well enough.
And how we should be wearing microphones and how the room should be set up for people who have hearing problems.
Now, even if we were to, in the future, microphone the room and set it up for people with hearing problems, it wouldn't handle it for Monday night.
Because we didn't have the equipment and we didn't have the technology to do that night. But the problem was she was arguing in her head about how she couldn't hear rather than listen to what was being said. The interesting part of it was at the end of the evening, in the last 10 minutes, she actually got into the current moment. And what was wild about it, she came up to me at the end of the evening and said, you know, I stopped trying to listen and I suddenly felt so happy. I couldn't understand what happened.
When she said listen, she meant stop trying to hear.
Right.
Because she was clear that she couldn't hear certain portions of the words.
But it wasn't only that. She couldn't hear because she was busy in the first principle, resisting what was, thinking it ought to be different than it is.
And if you get lost in a brain fog, chances are you're resisting something. Spoke with my friend Lenore last night. It's our friend, but I spoke with her last night. And she recently found out that her dad is very seriously ill. And we were discussing it. And she gets foggy at those times when she goes off to hypothetical outcomes, potential futures.
Well, your mind is a survival machine that teases out to the worst possible scenario so that you can figure out how to survive. But it doesn't give you much respite and an ease and relaxed way of living life if you're worrying about things that aren't happening in this moment.
And she gave us some keys that had been helping her come out of the fog. So I'm going to give them to you right now.
Oh, please.
One is she got busy. She is a person who makes Lenorables. She makes these wonderful belts and pocketbooks. And she got busy sewing and doing new patterns and researching things for coin purses that she wanted to make. And she cleaned house and she got engaged in conversations with people and went back to interpreting at school. By getting engaged with your environment as opposed to your worries about those things that you wish would not be and you're hoping not to produce, things clear up in just a moment. So let's talk about the difference. Did we talk enough about listening?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's talk about the difference between...
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you can suspend your internal conversation to hear what we're saying, that will pull you into this moment of your life rather than being lost in thinking about things. And if you get into the current moment of your life transforms as a byproduct. It doesn't take any time. It happens in an instant because that's the way transformation works. See, I used it as a segue.
There you go.
Wasn't it? Good. Mm-hmm. See, change is all about incremental time, getting somewhere in the future. Transformation is about a shift that takes place the moment you get into current time. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to work at it. You just have to be here, hence the name.